Thank you for joining me today. My name is Patrick Halstead. I led development for the first version of InfoPath at Microsoft. Left Microsoft in 2003 to start Keydiver Software, where we specialize in InfoPath and SharePoint technologies. We provide tools, forms, solutions to the InfoPath community. We also provide free help to the InfoPath community via our online InfoPath Dev Forum. Microsoft first awarded me InfoPath MVP in 2005, and I've been an active member for the last 6 years. So today, I'm going to be talking about InfoPath and explaining why it's a revolutionary technology. In a nutshell, it has to do with how easy InfoPath can allow you to connect your forms to online data. We'll review what InfoPath is, why it's now in the spotlight with Office 365. We'll also talk about data connections. I'll demo how to create one. I'll introduce a key concept for a day, universal data connections, which allow you to take those data connections online and use them in your browser-based forms. I'll demo UDCs and then finally show you how to make them even easier to integrate your forms using XML template parts. XML template parts are kind of an accelerator that allow you to create not just one or two forms, but hundreds of forms. So let's take a quick review. InfoPath was introduced in 2003, Office, Electronic Forms app. Some of you may remember FrontPage. That's the precursor to SharePoint. FrontPage lets you create web apps, web pages. InfoPath lets you create electronic forms. You know, FrontPage uses HTML as its canvas, and that's also true for InfoPath. Most people fill out an InfoPath form on SharePoint as a web page. That's the left image there. But the solution owners, the business process admins, can use the designer to create these forms. That's a key advantage. That's the right image there. Nowadays, codeless solutions are all the rage, right? InfoPath has been providing an easy-to-use forms-based designer since 2003. Most forms require really no IT staff to customize. You can quickly design a form, gather the data. You can add rules to reduce data entry errors, validate your input, publish those forms then to your internet site, SharePoint 2010 on Office 365, and then you can send a note to your team, start using them. InfoPath allows you to create SharePoint web pages, so it's really kind of like a web page design tool, and it can be used with web parts to create mashups. So you can create end-to-end solutions with multiple forms, automate your business processes, all using InfoPath. And then, of course, the forms can be published to external users via your internet or extranet site, send them email. Even field workers who are offline can use InfoPath to edit their forms on a plane and then submit them later. Best of all, no IT required, and that's great because you can do your project without getting blocked by IT. So InfoPath is this great SharePoint form solution. It also solves data collection problems. Before InfoPath, you had, let's say you're going off-site for a meeting. You're on a road trip. You collected meeting notes. You had an expense report. You might have had a travel request form at the beginning of the travel or before it was planned. And it was all unstructured. It was very hard to aggregate this data. You sent email. You had the Word document, whatever. You had your Excel expense report. Very hard to extract data from that into a report and disseminate it to your line of business applications in the cloud. InfoPath solves this problem because it gives you XML. And now with XML, you can have all your data in the same format. Unlike these other forms technologies out there today, there's no custom coding required to use this XML feature. It just works out of the box. So you can take your XML data and integrate them with your online CRM or ERP systems without having to write code. That's key. InfoPath can be used in lots of settings, small teams to enterprise-wide applications. Obviously, at Keydiver Software, we've developed solutions for small teams as well as enterprises with over 100,000 employees. InfoPath scales very well to fit these teams. Here you see a bunch of different kinds of forms. Based on those team sizes, small team might have a survey form, might have a status report for your weekly meetings. If you're an enterprise team, you're going to have a company-wide, corporate-wide performance review solution, things like that. Most of all, InfoPath really is this data bridge to your online data. It's got native support for XML and easy to use UI. So it's easy to create these forms for your business process. InfoPath is the custom app that you can use to design your own forms. Because InfoPath adapts easily to these business processes, it really paves this last mile to the proverbial data collection doorstep of your business applications. It's a standard application in Office Pro, on Office 365 as well, E3. You don't need a developer to create these forms, and the output from the forms can be reused in your online business processes and your backend servers. And let's take a closer look. So InfoPath lets you easily pull data from your online site, database, web service, whatever. That's great because now you can pre-populate data. You can add data lookup options to your forms. The lookup options reduce the time it takes for end users to fill out the form. And after the form is filled out, InfoPath gives you lots of ways to submit it. You can go through email. Obviously, you can submit it to your SharePoint site, library, or list. You can also directly send it to your backend server, web service, or whatever. Once again, no code required. So data connection really is a key. You just configure your data connections, publish your form out there, and the data connections become this gateway to your online data and your services in the cloud. Okay, I'm going to demo how easy it is to create a data connection to pull online data into your InfoPath form. And the scenario we've got is Contoso University, and you are the registrar at Contoso University. And now Contoso has several colleges, each devoted to delivering a vast array of courses. Last year, the entire university started using SharePoint Site Online to improve communication and collaboration between faculty and students. And this year, the dean wants you to create a class scheduler form for the incoming students. The form is going to allow those students to quickly put together a class schedule for their upcoming semester. You've got a list of colleges, a list of departments for those colleges, and the courses being offered. You've heard InfoPath is a great forms designer and can make your job easier by allowing pre-population of data. Your students can quickly fill out the form. Now, for the purpose of this demo, we're going to be using a config file to store our course data. And it's just the config file is just an XML file, and just got colleges on top, departments, and then followed by course details underneath those. Now, this config file is going to be stored on our SharePoint site, Office 365, online here. You can see I've created a document library called config, and I've uploaded the config XML file. And we're going to just copy a shortcut to that file, and then move to our InfoPath form. And here you can see I've spent a few minutes creating a simple layout for my class scheduling form. You know, it's all described in the documentation, but I've quickly created this layout literally 2 or 3 minutes ago. Got the data source here. I've got a college, a department, and course. You can see the InfoPath has a tab on top called Data, and underneath that is Data Connection. That's where we're going to go to add our data connection. It's going to be received data, and you can see there's lots of different data connections that InfoPath supports. Obviously, web services that we're going to talk about in subsequent modules, SharePoint list or library. But for this demo, we're just going to do the XML document, make it simple. Just going to cut, paste in our link there to that XML document, click Next, and wait while we download the information. Okay, and we're going to choose to access the data from the location, and that's important because we don't want to republish our form every time the data changes. If we go up there and upload a new course data file, we don't want to have to republish our form, and so that's why we want to access the data from the specified location. We're just going to choose the defaults here, and that's how easy it is. I've just created a data connection to that online data. Now I'm going to hook up the form to pull data into it from that location, from that file. So the first dropdown I have here is for college, and I'm just going to go into the properties for the dropdown, and I'm going to specify that it pulls the data, the choices from that external data. Now, it defaults to config. That's all I've got for now. And I'm just going to drill down in that secondary data source. You can see that it's got a different colored background, an orange background. That tells you that it's the secondary data source, not the main data source. And here I'm going to be selecting college. And for the college, I've got a value, which is the ID. And I've got a friendly name, which is just the name there. Okay, just done that. Now, we'll do the same thing for department. And here it's slightly different because what we want to do is we want to filter the department based on the college. So we add a filter, and I'm just going to say college ID is equal to the college ID that we selected that was pulled into the main data source. We got to switch to main, select that college, and that's that. Okay, and then finally we'll add, we've got to make sure we have the ID and the friendly name for the department. And then finally what we'll do is we'll add the same lookup for our course. And this one is going to filter based on the department. So you click on filter, and then here department ID is equal to, and we'll select the department ID from our main data source. And that's that. Okay, once again, we need to make sure that we correctly use the ID and the friendly name. Okay, that's how easy it is. Let's take a quick look at how this shows up in the preview. And you'll see here there's a warning because we're accessing data. We're running the form locally, but we're accessing data on the web. After you publish the form, you don't see this warning. Okay, the form is open. We can select a college, and then from the drop-down, we can select one of the departments. I'll select chemistry. You can see here that chemistry's got quite a few courses, and I can select one of these. If I change the college to dentistry and endodontics, you can see that I've got a different set of courses. Notice that when I change it, the value is no longer in that filtered set, so it just replaces it with the ID, which in this case is endo, and for the course, would be, College of Engineering, obviously, is, once I change to one of the terms underneath there, it replaces the course with the ID from the previous endodontics. That's just the value that is stored. And the friendly name is the long name here. But you can see it's working, it's pulling the data in, and that's great. We're done. Okay, now let's take a look at how we can take that data connection and turn it into a universal data connection, which is the next level. InfoPath provides the support for universal data connections, or just UDCs, and they're not the same as Office data connections. They're used by Excel, for example. UDC is an XML config file stored outside of InfoPath, and that's great because it means that you don't have to republish your form when the data connection changes. And that's the key benefit here. So we're going to store those data connections in a separate location, and that's going to be our data connection library on our Office 365 site. So just a quick recap here. Because UDCs are stored outside of your main form template, you can change them without republishing the form. That's the key thing, saves you time. But also, it allows you to reuse the data connections among all your form templates. Your designers don't need to know how to configure the data connection. They can just go out to your data connection library and reuse what's already been published for them. And that's a great time saver. And this is important, that you need to use UDCs if you're using browser-based forms, and most of you will be using browser-based forms because there's an authentication, there's a double hop scenario when you're dealing with a browser-based form. So you'll just want to make sure you use UDCs, and that's why we're going to present them. UDCs are a kind of a key technology with InfoPath and data connections. So let's take a quick look at how we can convert our data connection into that universal data connection, UDC. And first off, we want to go to our SharePoint site. And you can see here, I've already got a data connection library created. But suppose you don't, then you just go to Site Action. More options, and then you can create a data connection library here, and it is one of the options down here. If you just scroll down, you'll see data connection library. That's what you want, and type in a name and click create. But since I've already got mine, I'm just going to close that out. I've got my data connection library here, and that data connection library is just my Office 365 site, and I'm going to just copy the URL for it and go back to InfoPath. Now in my InfoPath form, I've got my data connection, and if I go to the data connection dialog, you can see that I've got this option to convert to a connection file. That's all you need to do to create that UDC. You just need to paste in the site of your data connection library, give it a name. In this case, it's going to be config. And then notice you've got two options. You've got relative and just centrally managed. If you've got a InfoPath form that you're publishing as a content type and you want to use it across your entire farm, your entire library, your entire site, then you'll want to choose that second option. You'll need to be an admin to do that. But for this demo, we're just going to choose the first option, the default relative. And you can see, when we go out there, it's going to try to save. It's going to complain that because I've already published this as part of my preparation for the demo. But I'm just going to overwrite it and publish it out there. And then click OK. And that's pretty much all you need to do. And now the data connection will be accessed from the SharePoint site. When you open the form, it's going to first go out there and pull the data connection down from the SharePoint site. Notice that after we've converted it, the data connection details look different. Specifically, you've got the connection source now pointing to a relative UDC file. Okay, let's see how we can reuse these data connections to make it easy for your form designers. So you're going to create an InfoPath form, and using the InfoPath designer, create an InfoPath form here, and the form is going to be just a blank form, not a SharePoint list form. And I'm just going to just add the data connection to this form. And here, just like we did before, it's going to be a received data connection. But here I'm going to choose a second option here because I just want to reuse one of the data connections that my business process, my solution owner has created for me. And here you can see I can just select the site where my data connections are and quickly find that config file that my admin told me to use, my business process admin. And of course it goes out there and downloads it. And that's really how easy it is. Just downloads from the site, and then you're going to pick the same options that we picked before. Give it the default name. And notice that now in my task pane underneath main, I've got my secondary data source, and it's got all the data from that online file. And that's how easy it is to convert to a universal data connection. Okay. So does it get any better? You've got InfoPath and you've got your business processes now, and you're converting to use InfoPath for all of your business processes, and you've got hundreds of forms that you need to create. And so this is quite daunting. You're like wondering, well, how am I going to create 100 or 1,000 forms using InfoPath? Each one takes so much time. And that's really where XML template parts come in. XML template parts really give you the power to extend and accelerate your InfoPath design process. They allow you to reuse not only UDCs, but other parts of your form and create these common components that get then included in all your forms. And it simply creates kind of like a factory to automate this form creation process, to allow you to ramp up and get those 100 or 1,000 forms published among your team. So let's quickly review here what these are. XML template parts were added to InfoPath in 2007, and they get saved out as an XTP file or as an XTP2 file for 2010. And then what happens is you add them to your designer as custom control, and once you've got them as control, you can simply drag and drop them from the controls task pane into your form to reuse them and really accelerate your development. That's really the main benefit. You know, XTPs, XML template parts, save you time, and instead of having to recreate your company logo or your footer, those are common sections that you're going to want to make into XTPs, or sections that where you're doing lookup. In our case, class scheduler, we want to convert that section to look up the the data into an XTP here in a moment. But this really gives you that wow factor. You can just quickly drag and drop these XTPs into your form to create a form, saving your form designers a tremendous amount of time and allowing you to take those common components and reuse them over and over again, so that your forms are consistent both in their data source but also with the data connections you're using and the look and feel. Because the XTPs allow you to copy not only the data source, the fields to define, but also data connections, rules, and the view controls, they save you a lot of time. And it's the main way, that the main expedient for creating large form libraries, large libraries of form templates. Let's quickly see how we can take an XTP, create an XTP, and I don't know if you were paying attention earlier, but I suppose you were. You might have seen that this form designer that I was using to create my class scheduler actually has template part design in the title here. And lo and behold, I am actually creating an XTP here. And that allows me to save it out as an XTP2 file. Okay, I've done that already. I'm just going to save that out. Now, I can quickly add this to a new form. So let's just create a new form here. In the designer, we're going to just create another blank browser-based form, and we're going to quickly add that XTP to it. So how do we do that? Well, underneath controls here on top, I need to expand this and have an option to add or remove a custom control. And here I can add, you can see I've already got the class scheduler there, but let's just ignore that for a moment because I'm going to add it for new. And here I've got two kinds of controls I can add, template parts, which are the ones you want to focus on. We also have a support for ActiveX controls, but this does require added security, so this is not quite as convenient as template parts, and they're more work because they require that you have the ActiveX control. Template parts, you just reuse them from your InfoPath forms, right? No code required. So let's quickly add one, and we just need to browse to that location and choose the XTP that we saved. Now, you can see this icon here. This is the default icon, the puzzle piece. You can change this icon for your XTP, and the way you do that is by going into the file properties for the XTP, and there's a location there where you can change it. That's in the documentation. So now that I've got it, I'm just going to go to my scroll down to where it's been added down at the bottom here. I'm going to drag it and drop it into my form, and voila, I've got my class scheduler. Just quickly created my form. It's that easy. And now I can, I'll just delete this section on top here, and we will preview our form. And it's going to, of course, pull the UDC down from the SharePoint site, and then it's going to pull the online data down. And any moment now, we should be able to get here comes the online data. So we've got the first, of course, it went out there, it got the UDC file, and then second, it gets the config XML data. And now we've got our form, it looks exactly like it did before. So very quick to create this form because we had the XTP to reuse. Okay, now that we've got our form created, let's publish it to Office 365. And I'm just going to publish it to my SharePoint server. That's my Office 365 site. I need to save it first. So we'll just give it some name and save it. And then publish it to our professor site on Office 365. Or this will be your site, whatever it is. And it's just going to be a form library. We'll enable it to be filled out in the browser. We'll create a new form library. We'll call it Class Scheduler. Add a description if I want. I'm just going to leave it blank for now. I can add promoted properties columns that would show up on my library, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to continue. Quickly publish this out. And you can see here that it's going to connect form services. It publishes it out. It gives us the location it published it to. And it gives us also a link to open the form in the browser. I'm going to open the form library, and then I'm going to open the form from here by clicking the add document. And because we have used the browser-based options, we should see the site render here now in the browser. And there it is. SharePoint Office 365. Everything's working just like we would expect. And that's how easy it is to quickly create a data connection, convert it into a UDC, use that that common section as an XTP to include in a new form, and publish that new form to our Office 365 SharePoint site. Okay, to summarize, InfoPath allows you to quickly create forms that collect data. You can publish these forms to your SharePoint site on Office 365. The forms can be used to collect data for any business process. Forms can be published as web pages using browser-based form option and filled out by your end users. InfoPath really is the premier forms designer today. There's a number of reasons why. Number one, it supports industry standard XML format, which means that data collected can easily be integrated with your online services, your back-end database processes, whatever it may be. Number two, InfoPath uses that standard Office SharePoint UI. People are very familiar with that UI. And number three, InfoPath data connections really allow you to create these bridges, collecting data from your desktops and using it, repurposing it on the internet. Data connections are key. You can use your data connections to quickly access data, pre-populating dropdowns, and reducing the time it takes your users to fill out the form. Data connections also can be used to submit data. We'll talk more about that in a future module. No custom code or IT config is required. That's really one of the main benefits, is that you can do all this out of the box. Universal data connections allow you to simplify those data connections further. You can create a library, store all of your data connections in that library, and then your form designers can reuse those without having to configure the data connections. Finally, XML template parts allow you to really take that form development process up another level. So you can create not just 10 or 20 forms, but 100 or even 1,000. And XML template parts then give you this kind of common components that allow you to create this kind of form designed factory. The XML template parts can be used to create common sections in your form, and those common sections can include data connections as well as view components, data sources, and allow you to really ramp up that form design process and enforce consistency across all of your forms. That concludes part one of our four-part series. This presentation, I've shown how to create an InfoPath form that uses a data connection. I've actually converted that data connection into a universal data connection and show you how to integrate that with a new form to create data connections. I've also then turned that form into an XML template part that we were able to reuse very quickly in a new form. For further learning, you can go to these resources, and this slide is included in your online content. This is Patrick Hollis at Cadaver Software. Thank you very much for joining me today.